Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
So David Jamieson writes this. I'm a podcast listener, so I normally hear several shows at a time. Ready to stop talking about other things, start games. This has always been, even back to the start of the show and all sports seasons before. Okay, so you made some comment about being balanced and matter-of-fact in the presentation of sports topics. You hate my lack of emotion, essentially, right?
Well, that and also talking about how well we were on top of all the Big Ten media deals and all that kind of stuff. But yeah. Mm-hmm.
So here's my analysis. Steve, stoic, low heart rate, just the facts, ma'am. Classic, read blue and white, or better yet, like the Yankees. Perspective of experience, pro observer, and Matt's frustration in life. Matt, hyperbolic, heart pounding, opinionated. Just read, that's just stupid. Trendy. In the moment, the ultimate fan, my foil.
Bingo!
Matt, get after it. You're like Bill O'Brien's bunch of fighters.
It was brilliant, I'll tell you.
He came out of it as somebody who needed therapy. All right. Today's show brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. For Kia, Hyundai, best in new inventory, great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee, and a great service department that takes care of everything, all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Time now for our play-by-play call of the day. The Astros win it in 10.
Interesting. So the pitch to Bregman. That one gets away, and here comes the winning run. Good, nice pass.
Blow the zone, and this one right here is a slider that's pulled in the dirt. Now Sandlot tried to backpick it. And he could not come up with it cleanly. And once that happened, this game was over. You saw that high bounce, and you got a good runner like Jose Altuve over at third base.
So what winning teams do, Matt. They come up with key runs when they need it against good teams. Right. The Twins, by the way, game over 500. I guess that qualifies as a quality win for Gerrit Cole. Oh, boy.
Hey, it was all about Oswaldo Cabrera last night coming in the clutch in the 12th in game one of the doubleheader. That's my takeaway.
What's he hitting?
He was 0 for his last 25 before that bat.
Not good. That's really... no offense. I don't really build my confidence level around that. All right. It's interesting. Somebody came up to me and they said, hey, you know, hey, what did you think of that campus at Purdue? This is last week, right? And I looked at him and I said, geez, I don't know. I went to the stadium and did the game. I said I've been to the campus like 30 times. So after a while, to me, it's like going to Danville. What the? It's
like, get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
No offense, been there a lot. Don't really think about, look at the architect. And I can understand for a fan that never goes or hardly ever goes. Got it. But geez, I've been there 30 times. After a while, I know where everything is. Well, John Crispin knows that same feeling. Johnny, great to have you back on the show.
Hey, it's good to be back. Yeah, it's funny. That's one of the best things about what we get to do is to see the different campuses. But yeah. The other part of it is, like, fans don't really get this. They're like, what's it like there? But they ask in a way that's like, say something bad about that place. That's what they want to hear. Well, it's nothing like State College.
Or you're like, or like a tourist would.
Yes. Right? Yeah, you're right. Like, you want to, can you criticize, what's it like there? It's like, look, these college campuses have their own personality.
Yep, they
and
do.
The people within those campuses have their own culture, their own little society yep. within society. And what people don't understand about what we get to do is that we love all of them, right? For the things that make them the same and for the things that make them different and unique. Like, we love all of them because what you yep. realize is they're just people.
Yep.
Like everywhere else. They're
exactly.
just people. They want what's best for their little school, and sometimes the mistakes they make are that they think that they're the only school in the country. Same mistakes we make, right? We
yep.
that we are such fans of what we know and what we love that we hate everybody else. And it's like, can we just stop doing that and realize there's more that makes us the same than that which makes us different type of thing?
Like, I mean, John, I mean, look, it's interesting, and I totally get this because you get locked in on who you are,
yep.
but sometimes fans have such tunnel vision that they don't realize that other places have the same issues you do.
Yes, and they're called human issues.
Yeah,
right. Like,
yeah.
like we think we're. It's like the conversation about, wow, we live in. I spoke at a church a couple weeks ago. It's my cousin's church, and it's funny. He's my cousin, but he's like 13 years younger than me, and he's a senior pastor. I was like, wow, am I that old? So I spoke at his church, and I went to say something. I was like, brothers and sisters, we live in it is a crazy time. And then I stopped and I said, you know what? I take it all back. That is my own self-consumption that thinks that our time is crazier than any other time before.
Yeah.
Because our issues are the same. They're human issues. Just like our issues in State College are so similar to the
yeah,
issues that you might be seeing in Bloomington, Indiana or West Lafayette. Like,
yeah.
they're called people issues. And a lot of times our passions create those issues. And that's where fandom makes things crazier than they probably need to be.
Yeah. Penn State's basketball schedule was released. Now, the one thing, yeah. and I'll be honest, Bob, you know, I've known about this for a while, but they're going to play Purdue at the Palestra.
Yeah, it's January 8th, right?
Yep, January 8th on a Sunday.
Yep.
Look, you know that building. You also know the acoustics of that building.
Yep.
And you've been there for, John, you and Joe have been there for double and triple headers there along
yep.
the way. What does that building as a building mean to the sport?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, look, it's the Fog. It's Cameron Indoor, and it's the Palestra
yep.
to me. Like, those are your historic venues. And in a time where everything moves too stinking fast, historic venues are still as awesome as it's ever been. Right, where it's loud, like the whole place smells like popcorn.
Yep.
Right. The,
yes,
there's
it does.
A good chance there's going to be a few slip and fall lawsuits by the end of the evening. Like, there's so many things that, like, you couldn't. People say, like, oh, you wouldn't build it like this today. I'm like, no, you don't get. You couldn't. Like,
right.
There's not a lot of compliance in the construction of these places. It's a special place to meet. My sister works there. You know, my youngest sister, the baby. Carly, that you met when we were in college, she was like 3-4 years
yeah,
old.
3-4 years old, running around the court after games, and then sang the national anthem
yes.
at the national championship game in the Final Four.
Yes, yeah, and you know, she told me that they asked her to walk on the women's basketball team at Villanova, and she was working for Jay Wright in the men's time, and I was like, Carly, you have no idea what it's like as a walk-on. Like, you know, there are so many silly rules for walk-ons where you can't eat with the team.
Right,
like you will learn a lot of things that'll make you better in life because of it.
Yes,
but. Just know that it won't be the same experience that your brother and I had.
Yeah.
You know, straight frankly. And so she decides to join the team, and within a month, Harry Peretta puts her on scholarship for the next 3 years. She got two bachelor's degrees and two master's degrees on freaking Villanova. When here I am telling her, no, work for Jay Wright the rest of your life. And she sung the national anthem. But she's working there now, and I get to go every now and then. I got a buddy who's, you know, an associate athletic director. And it is still one of the most special places for basketball, but frankly, for history.
Yes.
I think when you're there, you feel the history. And one of the things that I spoke about you know, it was just funny kind of coming back to what I spoke about at the church was, I was like, dude, where do we find our peace, right? We find our peace more so in our insignificance. And that's what I feel at a place like the Palestra. You go to a lot of these major, you know, these NBA arenas, right? And you're like, look how beautiful this locker room, look how sleek and sexy all these things are. And it makes you feel significant and makes you feel insecure in the same time, which is the weirdest thing in the world, right? I feel significant and insecure. Yet you go to the Palestra and you feel like I'm insignificant when it comes to the history of this game, but there's a weird piece about that. Let me go out and ball. It is the weirdest thing. I can't describe it to people. They don't know how to really hear that, but I'm like, when you find that piece in your insignificance, meaning that there's been a million dudes before you, and there's going to be many more after you, there's a weird piece there that allows you to go ball. And I think Penn State's had great success being there.
Oh, right? No doubt.
Two wins over two really good programs.
Oh, in the Big Ten, yes. And also, when the Atlantic 10 tournament was there before you and Joe came here, look, they went in there and they were able to win some games in the Atlantic 10 tournament.
Yeah, but Steve, that's because they were playing at the lovely and amazing, and I wish we could have played their rec hall.
Yes.
Which was so similar.
Well, it was built by the same architect.
Yeah,
same architect. Rec hall, Palestra, same architect.
Yep. And I mean, how many times did Joe and I go into Tim Curley and politics and play politics and say, Tim, please, like, why are we playing Bucknell on December 23rd at the Bryce Jordan Center? There are 1,500 people there, and 1,000 of them are working the game.
Yeah.
And the rest are friends and family that are annoyed that they had to drive up.
Right.
And we almost lost half the time, too, as you will know.
I'm well aware.
Steve, anyway, I got to tell you a quick story.
Yeah.
I save this for my own dang show, but I can't help myself. I got to tell you. So we're playing Bucknell the very next day. It's like the 21st of December. I think we're playing them on the 22nd. And as a team, we're all sitting down, and we're like, all right, guys, we got to talk to Coach, man. Like, he's really been pushing us. And part of it is because there's no class, there's no students on campus. He's been really just crushing us on the court in practice, like 3.5, 4-hour practices. You know those practices where we're supposed to sign off and say that it was only 2.5 hours? Well, they were like 4, and we were finally at a point where we're saying, we're not signing that paper anymore. So,
well, I stood at some of those, so go ahead.
Yes, of course. And you're like, oh, guys, check the clock on this one. I think we hit 20 hours about 4 days ago. So we all sit down in the locker room, and Joe's like, all right, guys, we've got to talk to them and say, like, we're beat, like, we're tired. And as a freshman, I had to do all the practice. I couldn't sit out, even though I started and played 30+ minutes. I had to practice every minute.
Yep.
So we said, all right, well, when Coach comes in, we're going to talk to him. And everyone's like, yeah. Well, Coach comes in. Who are the only two dudes talking?
Joe and John
Crispin. I'm looking around going, Tyus, come on, Jassy, Jared Stevens, somebody. Well, no one says anything, so I stand up, and Joe's like, dude, you just killed it. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? Like, someone had to say something. They're like, yeah, but it couldn't be the two of us. So to this day, we brought that up to Tyus. I said, Tyus, you're the greatest team I'd ever played for, except the night before the Bucknell game.
Oh, yeah. But if he or Jared, one or the other, had said anything, there would have been impact.
Yes.
You standing up second gave you an extra hour of practice.
Yeah. I was like, oh. Well, and then like 3 weeks later, I'm out for 4 games with a stress fracture.
I remember.
It was like, goodness gracious. That was a whole nother story.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, Lord.
But I'll tell you the what kind of value I put on the Palestra. There was in 2008.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a picture up on my wall, and it's 3 press passes and 3 pictures underneath it. Press pass corresponding with picture.
Mm-hmm.
St. John's, Madison Square Garden. Rose Bowl,
I like it.
Rose Bowl, USC.
Could live with that. Wait, was I? I think I was at that one.
Right, and Palestra, yep. Penn State, and Michigan State. Right, that was all in a 2.5-week span. Now, that, I mean, you want to talk about, like, heavyweight venues to go to in 2.5 weeks? That's about as good as it gets.
So that was all 08?
08, yeah, 08, 09. So yeah, December.
I was at that Rose Bowl. That was the Mark Sanchez.
Yes, Mark Sanchez can't miss a pass game.
I was dating a player's sister at the time.
Yes, and I know which, and I do know which player it was.
Yes,
you introduced me to her.
So, I did. Okay, yes, that's right. I did drag her back there, but yes. She didn't make the cut. It's all right.
I know. You did extremely well in life, my friend.
I've done all right. Sometimes it's just all these accidents come together and look like it all worked out the way it's supposed to. You know, I guess it has. But yeah, no, it's but I ended up marrying a Hoosier.
It's okay. She's terrific.
She's an absolute keeper. I'm not, but she is. She's dealing with my two what they call ear infection boys. Both my boys have ear infections.
Wonderful.
So she's left to deal with that. Yeah, it's like when you get kids, they're supposed to just take care of themselves, right? Like, look, blow your nose, just get yourself ready for the day. No, this whole potty training for a near two and a half year old.
There are certain milestones, my man, that you got to reach in life where you feel like you have made a major step forward as well. All right, they can walk. Okay. All right, they're potty trained. All right, they're going to school. I mean, there's like certain milestones. I mean, I've lived them all. Hey, I got to ask you one serious question. Actually, that last part was serious. But the one serious question. One of the issues they're going to have to talk about when it comes to the college football playoff, and it dovetails into the NCAA tournament. Revenue distribution is going to be one of them. But when they talk revenue distribution, they're talking about conferences and schools. Okay? How serious do the conversations have to get as to what they have to do with student athletes?
Look, it's got to get real serious. But Steve, I got to tell you, I see more so college basketball than college football. I see college basketball dying. It's dying. The money doesn't tell you so, but the money is really geared towards the football rights. Like, everybody is paying out the wazoo to get football on their television. I can tell you this right now. Fox Sports doesn't give a rip about basketball.
Yeah.
They're not paying analysts.
Right.
They're not traveling analysts. They're not sending anybody to games. They're just going to do this as cheaply and easily as possible. They're paying for football.
Right.
And what's happening is there's all this attention given to football, yet all these basketball players, because they've been lumped in with football, feel entitled to this, I don't know, this arbitrary number of I'm worth $1 million a year.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing is less and less people are actually interested in basketball. There's more and more product out there. The numbers that are tied to football but really kind of go football and basketball as one package, the basketball seems to think, well, no, we're good. We're bringing all this money and we're showcased. No, you're really not. It's football first. If that's the case, I think the conversation has to be made about football first. I think they need to be personal and individual to each sport because, Steve, this is coming from a guy who had 13 concussions or 10 documented concussions by the time I was 16, 13 by the time I graduated high school. I'm dealing with it. I deal with the reality of what's coming, you know, early onset dementia and Alzheimer's. I deal with migraines. I deal with brain bleeding. There are real things that we need to address in terms of the health of football players, particularly when you look at the culture of football. Football, LeBron James said this, my kids don't have to play football. Football is a way out for the people in my community. That's what LeBron James said about football.
That's
if that's
right.
the case, that's the one thing I probably agree with LeBron James on, and I have to start looking at football differently than basketball in the sense that your livelihood matters. Your opportunity to play this game is such a small window. And for the guys that go on to play professionally and make it in the NFL, that percentage is so, so small. So I think we have to look at the revenue from football separately from basketball. The problem is, at that point, basketball may die as we know it. And it'll come back in the form of smaller, mid-major level Division I sports. But I'm telling you, I don't think people realize what's upon us. And when you, it's the dog chasing cars. I said that kind of about Billis, and I do like Billis. He's a good friend. But the dog chasing cars, you want to abandon everything that makes us great, everything that we love. And when you get everything you wanted, you have no idea what to do with it. And right now, no one knows what to do with basketball because it's not until March that people care.
Yeah.
And the money is only there because of it being lumped in with football. But
right.
if you're going to talk about what to do with players, you have to do it separately. And if we do that, I'm scared to find out what happens to college basketball.
My friend, great to have you with us. Great to have you as part of the team. And
yeah. How about it?
It's awesome. It's awesome. It's exactly what I hoped it would be.
I got to stop setting my brother up so much, though. I set up all these conversations, and I never get to be the expert. Joe sounds like his genius, and half of them are my freaking thoughts. I got to be better at being you, Steve. That's what it is. maybe we need to have a lunch or something.
We'll do that, John. Hey, it's awesome. Great to have you with us, my friend.
Thanks, Steve. Always a pleasure, man.
John Crispin. Again, matter of fact, just the facts. Keep the emotions in check.
He does get fired up every once in a while, though.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he does. Very nice. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. Final half hour, a couple of Matt rants. Because he just can't contain himself here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford Kia Hyundai. Best in new inventory, all with great warranties. Great pre-owned inventory with the Sunbury Motors guarantee. And a fabulous service department that just gets it all done. And they need more people to help out. And you're looking to get in and get it going? Hey. Experience, entry level, looking for a career change, they want to hear from you. Stop by in person, apply online at sunburymotors.com or call Todd at 286-7746. NFL opener is tonight. And it's the Rams and the Bills. NBC has the game tonight. They do not start with the Amazon broadcast until next Thursday. So it's NBC tonight, Mike Tirico, Chris Collinsworth, Melissa Stark with the game between the defending Super Bowl champion Rams and the Bills. Very interesting opener. Josh Allen rolling and then you also have Matthew Stafford coming off off-season elbow surgery. That is tonight. We'll preview the Eagles and the Steelers tomorrow. Bill Hillgrove and Merrill Reese will both join us on the show tomorrow. Time now for the Matt Cotrillo rant of the day.
I'm trying to see where I should...
The problem is, with you, it's always multiple choice.
Yes, pretty much. But getting back to the top of the show...
How about no, in no particular order?
Okay. Well, the first thing is, I am just as frustrated with you about only having one Saturday home game for basketball. That again is just utterly ridiculous.
Now, did I expect it? My guess was I expected it. Right? I feel like I know I do this. I talk about it every year. I feel like I'm talking to the wall. But it doesn't make sense to me. And again, it's not from a personal point of view. Zero. And again, when the Big Ten has done something right or great, have I said they've done something right or great?
Yes. You're always fair.
Right? In other words, TV contract and the partners they went with and how they're going to do it. Love it. USC, UCLA. Love it. 2020, they put out the basketball schedule, I said in the show. 2019, 2020. Pre-pandemic. I said, that's a great home schedule. I said, no complaints. Like the way the Big Ten did it. I think I said the same thing about the 2018-19 basketball schedule. That way, when I say, hey, look, come on. This doesn't make sense to me. It's balanced out with all the days where I told you things did make sense. Because that's the only fair way to do it. Where you're not always the person complaining all the time. You have the ability to dole out praise when it makes sense to you. I've done that with the Big Ten. This doesn't make sense to me. And it's not the, you know, and believe me, Penn State will not be the only school in the Big Ten in this boat. As I pointed out a year ago, Illinois had none. Iowa had one. You know, a lot of Sunday games on here for a lot of teams. I don't understand I understand you're trying to fill up inventory, and Sunday you have to have some games. No question. But I don't understand why they've abandoned Saturday so often.
It makes no sense because that portion of the early portion of the schedule, you're competing against the NFL and then the NFL playoffs. Yeah.
Exactly.
No sense.
Exactly.
Because guess what? When Penn State and Purdue are at the Palestra, guess who's playing down 76? Eagles and the Giants.
Right. Yep. Yep. Well, no, I don't mind that. The game of the Palestra doesn't... I think that's great. I don't mind it Sunday. That game will sell out. It'll be its own entity.
Oh, I mean in terms of TV.
Right.
You're
right,
competing with the NFL.
Yeah, and you're competing with the NFL there. You'll be competing with the NFL probably on Saturday the 21st. Sunday the 29th at home, I believe, are the AFC and NFC championship games. Right?
Sounds right, yeah.
Yeah. You always throw that game in there, too. Can't play that game on Saturday? I mean, what is wrong with you?
Now, I haven't looked this up myself, and I don't know if you know, Steve, but I would like to know how many Saturday home games does Michigan have? Does Michigan State have?
Michigan State has two.
Okay.
That I did. I looked that one up already.
Okay.
Michigan State has two.
And I recognize the Saturday home game, I believe, is Michigan State, right? For Penn State.
No, it's Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska, right. Okay.
The opening game is Michigan State
That's
on
right.
a Wednesday in December. And the irony is it's the only time they play.
Oh.
I mean, so you play them December 7th, and you don't play them again unless you play them in the Big Ten tournament. Michigan. I did not look up Michigan. I haven't looked up other teams.
I'd just be curious.
Well, here's Michigan. Men's basketball schedule. Well, they start with Ferris State. That's pretty good. No, I'm just kidding. No, they're playing in London against Kentucky, by the way.
Wow.
So, yeah, they've also got North Carolina and Charlotte. Saturday games. So far, they have none. So let's get to it here. Non-conference doesn't matter because that you schedule that yourself.
Right.
They open on a Sunday on the 1st, same as Penn State. Then they got Penn State at home on a Wednesday. Saturday, they're at Michigan State. No. Bum, 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 bum. They're home with Indiana on Saturday the 11th. Michigan State on Saturday the 18th. Those are the only two they have. See, I don't understand the abandonment of Saturday.
Yeah.
I don't understand it. That's when, that's college sports Saturday. I don't understand what they've abandoned it here for. All right, let's check out Ohio State. That's always...
That would be my next thought, too. It ain't, not that I'm trying to start a conspiracy theory. I hate that. But you can't help but wonder when it comes to these things because of the brands in terms of basketball.
I mean, I don't mind brands or whatever. I mean, you could have Ohio State, for example, playing here on a Saturday. I don't care.
I think it's also absurd that Illinois, you said they have one Saturday home game this year, right? Or last year they did.
They had none. They had none last year.
Okay.
And they're a good team.
Exactly. They're your defending champ. Like, to me, they're not the sexy, I guess, at least for overall, a brand. Maybe they are for basketball, but basketball, of course, doesn't take precedence. But all I'm saying is they should have that upper hand. You know what I'm saying? And then you kind of work it all around.
Ohio State has one Saturday. No, two. No, one Saturday home game. That's it.
Mm. Well, then, yeah, this is just dumb on the Big Ten's part for abandoning Saturday.
I don't get this.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I mean, they have Saturday road games. They're at Indiana. That's a Saturday. I mean, they've got road games on Saturday, but not home.
And I'm saying this, I'm not naive to say, yeah, it's beneficial from a TV standpoint and money standpoint to have those types of schools with Saturday home games. I get that. All I'm saying is I want to see some evenness to it, but in this case, there's hardly any, as we mentioned before, that there's no married to Saturday, which I don't get.
Yeah, I don't get it. So let's look at Indiana. They got North Carolina. The game with Rutgers is on a... That's in Piscataway. Of course, they got to work them out other schedules, too. They play a game with Kansas, for example, at Fog Allen. Sunday. Wednesday. Okay, they got one with Wisconsin on a Saturday at home. One, two, three, four.
Here we go.
Four.
Yeah. Now, see, that doesn't make sense.
It's Indiana.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, there and then there it is, the brand there. But then Michigan only had, one Saturday home game. Michigan State only has a couple.
It's two, I know.
And that's another brand, too. Like, Indiana's a brand, yeah, but they haven't been that good lately either.
Yeah, but, boy, the conference loves them.
I get it. I get it from the history standpoint.
Wisconsin, always entertaining. Let's see. Tuesday, Sunday. Okay, now we got to get to. Yeah, they're at Illinois on a Saturday. And Indiana. Penn State. At Northwestern. So hopefully they have none. Up. Oh, Illinois won. Two of the Rutgers. Two. I mean, I don't understand the abandonment of Saturday. who's thinking this out?
This is really fascinating now.
I feel like I'm... Now, last year, Illinois had none. So, they should get a few this year. Okay?
As a defending conference champ, they better get a few.
No, I don't know. We'll see. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see here. Once Illinois men's basketball schedule release, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Tickets on sale. You want ticket number? No, I'm just kidding.
No, thanks.
Sure?
No, senor! Oh. No, senor! No! no, señor!
Fun place to go. They got Lindenwood at home on a Friday night. All right. Well, let's start with this. I got Penn State on a Saturday. That's one.
Right.
Yeah, it's one. Two. 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 Three. Ding, 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 ding. Three. I got three.
Okay.
Which is good.
That's
a good balance. But
yeah.
Three is good. Three should be the right balance.
Yeah.
Of playing on a Saturday.
Indiana shouldn't have one more than your conference champ, but that's respectable.
Let's see. Let's pick out one more. Well, let's just take Purdue, for example.
Yeah. You know, I mean, they were in the title game last year.
Your Ross 8 Stadium passport. Skip permanently. Yes, there you go. I'm good at that. Gone.
Yeah, been there, done that.
All right, let's see. It's basketball schedule. Ooh, they got Truman State. No, I'm sorry.
Oh, my almighty!
I got kind of excited there. Monday, Thursday, Sunday, Friday, Monday, Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday at Indiana, Thursday, Sunday, Saturday at home with Indiana. You got one. What are these people doing? All right, let's get really desperate here. Let's go Minnesota and Nebraska seems to usually have Saturday games on, but let's go Nebraska.
Yeah, that's a good one because they stink.
Our first look at the Georgia Southern football game. Delete. All right. And they sell out all the time. Let's see.
Right. Yeah,
they
but that's
one.
Absurd that Indiana has more than your conference runner-up. That is absurd.
One.
All right, so one for Nebraska.
Two, three, they got three.
Yeah.
Which is fine. That's three is the right balance.
Respectable, but again, you have...
No, but that's the right balance. Remember, to me, you got five weekend games. Okay?
Yeah.
You can't look at it in the context of 20. You got 10. Five are going to be during the week. Okay? And what was the other one I was going to look at? Nebraska... No, Minnesota. Usually stick them at home a lot during the weekends for some reason. That baffles me.
Yes.
But that's all right.
Also agreed.
I know one of them is Penn State, obviously. Ooh, they play at San Juan Capistrano. Ooh, nice.
Not bad.
None. Let's see. Tuesday, home, one. Monday, Thursday, no, one, two, ding, 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 three, and that stuff makes sense, three makes sense, in other words, two on maybe a Sunday, or maybe you have to play a Friday or Monday. But three on Saturday. You can't abandon Saturday. I don't understand why they're abandoning Saturday. Crazy. How about Iowa? Iowa won last year. We'll do this last one. I know I got to take a break here. All right.
No, I'd be curious about Iowa, too.
They only had one last year. It was against Penn State. All right. So that one I knew already off the top of my head. Sunday. Let's see. Nebraska Thursday. Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday. That's in Columbus. Thursday, Sunday, Saturday. Oh, there's one. They got one. Ding, 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 ding. They got two. Their cup runneth over. Two.
This is for Dave and Jameson. That's just stupid.
Wow. All right. We'll take a break. Wrap it up in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK. All right. So after extensive research, I've gone through every team. Penn State is last in the league in conference home games on Saturday. Again, when you're in a college basketball conference that stresses academics, you have to assume that there are people associated with it that can read. All right, so let's... tonight's game is going to be... Rams and Bills. I know you're excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm ready. I'm ready for kickoff. Should be a fun game.
Chip and dip night. Every time Josh Allen throws a touchdown pass, little Luke yelling, "All rise."
Hopefully Luke will be asleep so I can watch the game in peace.
It's your son you're talking about.
I want him to be up for the Eagles game. No, of course. I mean, actually, that is kind of during nap time. I want him to at least see a little bit of it, but I don't mind him napping either so I can watch the game in peace.
Once again, Matt wants to watch the game. Get rid of the kids.
Lisa literally yelled at me last night for yelling at the TV as I turned it on. I was turning on the Yankees and it was 1-0, so I was yelling at Garrett Cole. And she's like, "Stop yelling at the TV. You just turned it on."
This is after he gave up the home run to Correa?
Yes.
Well, I guess that's his second win all season against a team with a winning record.
Yeah.
Impressive.